Hello, 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 and welcome to Unsolicited Conversation, the podcast where I talk to myself to track my personal development, my triumphs through life, and hopes that maybe one day I could help one of you guys listening. Hopefully build a community where we help one another with feedback and, you know, conjure up other soul-stimulating conversations. So today, I'm actually shooting this really super-duper late. I can't sleep. I just got done 2 blog pages, and I edited part of a YouTube video, and I don't know, I'm in go mode. Like, once I get that ball moving, it just doesn't want to stop. So if you're new here, welcome, join the sunflower patch. If you're not new here, hello, my little sunflower patch, how are you doing? Come here, let me just touch you. Okay, that was weird. Probably a little cringy, but anyway, yeah, so I've kind of been keeping myself busy, since my shenanigans that I, you know, have done. Pretty proud of myself. I want to, you know, have consistency, some follow through. I want to have discipline. I want to make my health and my diet a priority. I just want to take full responsibility for my life and, like, just really take action. I'm ready to move on up, because I'm tired of being, I don't want to say unhappy, because I'm not unhappy, but not content enough. I know that I should be further in life, and I guess it's really starting to really dawn on me. I don't know what my excuse is, other than I'm a little disappointed in myself, because I should be further. I'm grateful for my situation, but I'm ready to go on to the next phase of my life. So with all that being said, welcome to Run With The Rant. Like I said, I shot a video, I did some blogging, and this traction and this consistency, it builds a momentum inside of me that just, it makes me just want to explode. Ew, that does not sound right. Ugh, okay, I'm just cringing at my word choice. But anyway, we're getting near the end of season 1, and I know I say that like all the time. Actually, I don't. I've just been saying it like these last past 2 episodes, but honestly, it's either this one or the last one. Promise. I mean, or the next one. Yeah, it's gonna be the next one. So, with that being said, I just wanted to fill you guys in on, you know, what I just want to talk to you guys. I don't even know. Like, I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning. 3:30 in the morning. It's about to be 4. And I'm bored. And I'm trying not to eat everything in the freaking house. Like, that's just really going on in here. Nonetheless, I just don't know, guys. It's been getting a little stressful. Because I'm trying to maintain a healthy, non-fat girl lifestyle. But the food keeps calling me. No, honestly, I've had a lot of self-control. The only thing I've been doing is eating these blazing hot chicken fingers that have been having my butthole on fire. And I know you guys don't want to know that, but, like, seriously, it's becoming bad. It's becoming really bad. And it's the only thing I can't keep my hands off of. I mean, come on, who doesn't like hot stuff? And then they're like chicken fingers. Like, I don't even, we're not going to talk about it, because it's just going to make me want some. And I've been on the toilet for like 3 days. So, anyway, other than me being hungry every 5 seconds, I've been drinking a lot of water. I actually, okay, so here's a sad story. I went to the garage, I made a left, and on the left-hand side is like where all our stuff is, like, it's actually like a little stack and storage unit. And in that stack and storage unit, it's not even stack and storage, what am I saying? It's just a little organizer. We put our sodas there, and I found the Mountain Dew. And I just couldn't help myself. I saw it, it was calling my name, and I just grabbed it. And I opened that can, and I just guzzled it. But then I guzzled it halfway down. I was like, it's not that really that good. The warm, I should probably drink it the way I want to, you know, how I tasted it in my mind. So then I got a cup of ice, and then boom, the whole can's gone. So then I had to grab another one. So now, in my little puny brain, I have to, like, drink twice as much water to wash that Mountain Dew out of my system. So now we're here. But before that, I was drinking all water for like 7 days. And it wasn't like a full 7 days, it was like 7 days, it was like 6 days and like technically like 20 hours. So if you want to, you know, use technicalities, there's that. Yo, my voice is getting raspy. I should probably use this. The other children, I should probably get some sleep. But I'm not going to. I was supposed to be watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but it's just not intriguing me right now. Oh, here's something new. I've been listening to Dennis ASMR. Now, listen, I used to listen to him and, you know, find him quite interesting. Like, the sounds on the microphone quite interesting. Before I went to bed a long time ago, but I never was, like, consistent with it. So, for, like, these past two nights, I literally have fell asleep to, weirdly, it's gonna sound so weird saying it out loud, but I fell asleep to his voice and, like, him, like, doing the ASMR stuff. Am I becoming one of those guys? Is that weird? Comment below. Well, you can't comment below, but you get the gist. Like, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't help it. I really can't help it. I don't. Whatever. But there's the thesis. Like, you got me. Caught me red-handed. Been listening to ASMR two nights in a row. And I'm probably gonna have to listen to it tonight. I don't know. It's just really relaxing. I turn off the TV. Well, I don't have a TV down here. I turn off the projector, turn off the surround sound, and boom. Turn on that ASMR, and I'm good to go. And it's so weird. So weird. Because, I mean, I wear an eye patch, and that normally works, but then I just, something just told me to, like, click on his video one day, and boom, I'm right back at it again. But anyway, enough about the ASMR stuff and my sleeping habits. I have started watching The Reality House Season 2. It's pretty good. So far, I'm a fan of Harrison. I was a fan of the gay girl just because she's, you know, LGBT. But I saw from, like, a sneak peek from the last episode. From the first episode to sneak peeking to the second episode that she's quite irritating. So, starting to change my mind, starting to be a little biased. So, I don't really have a girl favorite right now, so, Team Harrison right now. I don't know. That's honestly it, because I haven't really been watching too much TV. I've honestly been working on my blog, which, by the way, is finally up, so you can go to RobbieSimone.com, and there is actual content on there, and I will be keeping up with it, because I made a promise to myself, and I made a promise to you, and we're going to do this damn thing, okay? Get it, got it, good. I know you guys are going to miss Run With The Rant, and I know that the content that I'm about to produce is going to be, like, bleh. But, like, these are the bleh parts of me that I need that keeps me sane. But if you like Run With The Rant, I will have a blog up. Life as Robbie Simone. And you know what? It's going to be the same thing. You just got to read it. Sorry about it, sis. I can't do it all. I'm making YouTube videos. I'm editing them on my iPad. Like, I don't even use a MacBook. So, bear with me. Like, Jesus. Working on buying a camera. School starts next week. So many things to do. So less time. So little time. I don't know. This is going to be a short episode because I just wanted to rant real quick. And I don't know. I kind of talked myself a little sleepy and a little hungry and a little thirsty. And I'm kind of ready to watch some ASMR. So if you listen this far, I appreciate you. If you didn't, well, you're obviously not hearing this, so screw you, JK. So this has been an unsolicited conversation, a really, really quick one. The next episode will probably be the season finale. So if you're listening to this and you haven't listened to the rest of them, you might as well. Only if you like it. If you don't like it, don't waste your time. Because all of them are like this, if not worse. Me just ranting or telling you about my feelings or some type of fuck shit that I did because I'm an airhead. So, thank you for listening. Okay, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I really gotta go. I'm tired. Love, peace, hair grease. Over and oh. Oh my god, my TV just restarted. Okay, guys, bye.